What was your initial thoughts as you saw what was playing out in Charlottesville, Virginia?
Well, there's no place, Alan, for violence and hatred. You know, there's always a place in America for free speech. But when that moves over and migrates over into violence and hatred, that's when we need to stand up and that's when we need to speak out. And that's what I did. My decision was earlier that we would present to the council this week on Tuesday a resolution recommending the relocation of the Confederate statues that are today on the courthouse lawn. And that courthouse lawn is also the site of the Cheapside auction block that was, before the Civil War, one of the largest slave auction sites in America, in the South. It was a place where men and women and often children were sold into slavery. And today there are two statues there that honor the Confederate men who actually fought to preserve slavery. And in my view, that's just not right, that we would be honoring those men at that site. Now, is it appropriate to relocate and put these statues in context? In my view, it is. And relocating them to a site, we've recommended Veterans Park, where we would also erect statues to the Union, where this story could be told of this extraordinary division that occurred in our country, in this one war, this Civil War, where brothers fought against brothers. In my own family, I grew up with stories of my grandmother telling the stories of our great-great uncles, brothers, who fought against each other at the Battle of Shiloh in Mississippi, two on the side of the Union and one on the side of the Confederacy. So there's a long legacy here. There's a long legacy in the division that exists, and we're seeing this. We're seeing some of this polarization today. But when it migrates over and it descends into violence and bigotry, you know, we've got to stand up and we've got to speak out. We can't sit back and relax. And when you have the hatred that's expressed by neo-Nazis, by white supremacists, you know, that has to be called out. And the place for that and the leadership, it's the responsibility of leadership to stand up and to communicate clearly with our citizens. That, you know, what kind of a community are we? We are a caring and compassionate community, a giving community. But we're also disciplined and we're also prepared.
Do you anticipate any, let's say, pushback from some of the other folks, some folks in our area that want to cling to the past and the notions of the lost cause and all of that stuff?
Well, you know, now that's not unexpected. I just told the story. My own family, and now we grew up in Glasgow in southern Kentucky, not Lexington. So that's not unexpected. That's why I've been listening. That's why when this issue first emerged a couple of years ago, put it before the Arts Review Board, a recommendation there, and then we listened carefully to our citizens. We heard their voices, and then it's time for a decision. And my decision was to move forward with the relocation. This is going to be, the new courthouse is going to be, or the old courthouse is in, after renovation, is going to be our visitor center. So when you put all of this in the, when you put all this in context and you understand it and you engage your citizens and you engage and listen to their voices, some, yes, who push back and challenge this decision. But that decision is, in my view, it's the appropriate thing to do. This is our 21st century. And putting these a truthful history, an accurate history. You know, what occurred here? What did these men represent at the time? What did these statues represent at the time they were erected? They represented, in many respects, a revisionist history. And so putting all of this in the context so that we can learn from it. Yes, of course, you know, we don't want to hide history. We don't want to erase. We want to learn from it. But the proper way to learn from it is to show the full story and illustrate the full story.
And one might argue if you move these statues to Veterans Park, that would open up the, as you mentioned, the idea of some more inclusive in terms of the Union cause. My suggestion would be, how about the African-American soldiers at Camp Nelson?
Exactly. You know, that's a really – I'm hopeful that there will be suggestions just like that that will emerge and will help to illustrate the full story of this really terrible and tragic conflict, but it's one that we've learned from, and in many respects, regrettably, that we're still learning from, and we're still trying to make adjustments as a nation, and learn from.
Okay, final question for those folks maybe who are joining us a little later, whatever. Give us an idea of the timetable that it would take in order to have what you want happen.
Well, the Kentucky Military Heritage Commission is scheduled to meet in November. We are asking, based on the council's approval and the resolution to the Kentucky Military Heritage Commission, the council would pass a resolution that I've proposed, and if the council passes that resolution, it would include a letter to the commission asking them for authorization to relocate the statues. Now, they're scheduled to meet in November, but we're asking in the letter that they would move that meeting up to an earlier time, hopefully in September. And because it's important that we – yes, it is important that we move as prudently and swiftly as we can. We're scheduled to move into the project is scheduled to be – the old courthouse renovations are scheduled to be completed in December.
Mr. Mayor, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Alan.